Have you had situations where you have been repeatedly trying to teach someone something and they aren't learning? It could be a friend, it could be a family member, it could be anyone in your environment, in your office, where you're trying to correct someone, you're repeatedly trying to tell them something, and it's been years and months, and you don't see them change. And it's frustrating you because you're like, why is this person being so tough? Why are they not changing? It's such a simple thing. If you've had such situations where you're repeatedly trying to teach and the other person has not been learning, then here's the new spiel to it. Maybe, just maybe, at this point in time, the roles need to be changed, which means maybe you need to become the student and take the other person as your teacher because it looks like they are here to teach you something. And that's the reason why they're not changing. Because it is your learning and you're not willing to learn, they obviously can't change before you do because then the lesson will not be complete. So the minute you get your learnings, the minute you change, you will see that magically, this pattern will disappear, and that person or the pattern will just change for the better without much effort from your end. On the other hand, if you keep resisting your learning, if you keep blaming the other person, saying it's because of you that I've become short-tempered, it's because of you that I'm not peaceful, it's because of you that I don't get to live my life, if you keep blaming people around you in your life for who you are being, you're just going to be playing a victim in your own life, and this pattern is going to continue to persist in your life. But if you're repeatedly trying to teach and if the other person is unwilling to learn, maybe that's the time when we need to wake up to realize that, hey, you know what? I think this is my learning more than the other person's. What do I need to develop within myself so that I strengthen myself enough to be able to accept this? So that this incident or this person or this pattern does not affect me and my peace of mind. A great teacher is the one who's able to teach without getting affected by what the student does. But if I'm getting very affected and that's the reason why I'm trying to teach, I most likely may not succeed in teaching the student what I intended to. So hence, it's important for me to look within and see, what is it that the person is trying to teach by being the way they are? For example, someone who's very dominating around you and someone who's being very dominating with you, ask yourself, what is it that the other person is unconsciously trying to strengthen within you? Is it that you have to learn how to take care of yourself? Is it that you need to learn how to stand up on your own two feet? The learnings are different for different people. Nobody else can tell us our learnings, but if we are mindful enough to observe these very strong patterns of others which they are unwilling to change, and if we ask ourselves, what is it that I have to develop as a skill within me so that I learn to deal with it without it getting me, without it affecting me, that's when we're going to find a real great learning in it. And it's exactly like a magic spell. The minute you learn your lesson, you will see that this person stops being as difficult as they are currently being. Try it and see the difference. Just ask yourself, what is it that I need to develop within me so that this particular pattern does not affect me? What is it that they're trying to teach me that I need to learn right now? What have I been refusing to learn, which I have been expecting them to learn all along? Think. If I've said something to someone 100 times and if they've not changed, that means I haven't learned how to tell it in a different way, isn't it? So likewise, what is it that you're refusing to learn as you're expecting the other person to learn? And the more you resist your learning, the more the other person is going to resist learning their lesson as well. If the student is not learning, it's not that the student is wrong. It's just that the teacher needs to become the student now to figure out what are better ways of dealing with it. If we blame others for what they're being, and if we blame them for what we are being, imagine we all have a couple of people who may be a little trying for us. But if we let them determine who we are becoming as a person, that means I'm letting all of them decide who I become. And it's not fun for me to let somebody who I don't personally like or someone who is probably not being their best self determine who I become. And the more I keep blaming them, I'm just going to be a very grumpy person. And it doesn't really help for me to become grumpy because somebody else is being less than cordial with me. So anytime we blame somebody else, it just means that we are refusing to learn, we're refusing to take responsibility, and we think the world has to change so that my life is better. No, the world is perfectly the way it is, which is enabling you to learn what you need to learn. You need to ask yourself the right questions first. The minute you do that, you will be able to break free, not just from your patterns, you will also be able to see a significant change in the patterns that you see in others. Anything that affects me, which is outside of me, it just goes to show that there's something within me that needs to change so that what's outside doesn't hit me as much. Wishing you a lot of peace. May peace be restored in your life. May you find what is it that you need to learn so that you learn and you break free from all those unhelpful patterns, either in yourself or in others. Take care of yourselves. This is Narmada Rao, psychologist and NLP trainer from Master Yourself Academy, signing out.